You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Interesting subject in Parashat Chukat is about the ashes of the red cow. So this formula, obviously, the only way it works that use these ashes in a special way, like using water, netilah, mikveh, doesn't work because the special impurity that is very a top, strong one, it's only could be erased through the ashes of the burning red cow. So now the Midrash brings an interesting thing that we're merited with this formula because our father, what was his name? Our forefather, what was his name? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu Shalom. So he said, I'm like a dirt and ashes. So Hashem said, because you said you are a dirt, I give you a formula. If God forbid, there's a problem with the peace in the house between us and the husband and wife, then we go through the procedure to fix them. And then if they become impure, I give you the ashes of the red cow. You follow? Because Avraham Avinu Alam Shalom said, Anochi Afar Va'efer, and dirt and ashes, Hashem gave us this powerful remedy to fix things. So now, the question that you're asking, what's the question you're asking? Right, exactly. No, but the point I'm here is, if Avraham Avinu Alam Shalom would not say, I'm dirt, and ashes, we would not have the Mei Sota and Efer HaParah, we would not have Dibut. So what does the Midrash say?
Probably maybe different way.
In a different way. So now, when did he say this? When did it happen? When did he say it? Chazak Baruch, beautiful, Rabbi Yitzhak. And so when he was defending and praying for these wicked people, right? So then he said, I'm dirt and ashes. Makes sense? Makes sense? At the time that he is praying for wicked people, doesn't make sense. So what did he mean when he said, I'm dirt and ashes? What did he mean?
Don't have no value.
What did he mean? What did he mean? That's true. But he meant at the time that I went to the war with the four great kings, I could have been dirt. And also he meant when Nimrod threw me in the furnace, I could be
ashes.
Right? So when he said I'm a dirt, he referred to the war that he went to save who?
Lord.
To save his nephew. What was his name?
Lord.
Lot. So he said, I'm a dirt. So now, let's see if the grammar is correct. He said, dirt and ashes. Makes sense? He should say, I could have been dirt and I could have been
ashes,
right? Because he could have, Chas v'Shalom, be burned in the furnace of Nimrod, right? But he didn't say that. He says, I'm dirt and ashes. He didn't say, I could have been ashes and dirt. Right? So now, let's go back to the first question. The first question is, if Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom would not say that I'm dirt and I'm ashes, we would not have these two remedies to be able to fix peace matters in the house or impurity. So now here, why people in the house, they fight? I mean, you don't know, you can just guess. Why? Why did they argue? Why? Yeah, I know, but why did they argue? Keep arguing.
Why are you asking him for the Lord? He doesn't have
any experience. He's training him. Yeah, that's true. Because one says, I'm right, and the other one says, I'm right. So that means they feel that other side, they're wrong. So what's the quality of dirt? See, you go like this. You hear ouch?
No,
we don't hear ouch. So the Midrash is teaching us, the Rabbi Shalom is teaching us, if We follow the formula for dirt, so then never fighting, never arguing, right? Because that's how the quality of dirt is. The dirt, so when he says dirt, he meant, now that's the solution for creating peace in the house. And what's the quality of the ashes? What was ashes? How does ashes come about? So what was it before? Yeah, like it's a table, right? A table. Very expensive table from Italy. Like, you know, average. Like, let's say $5,000. So now it's burnt. So now what do you have now? So now, before it had value. Right now is? Nothing. So now here, Rabbi Yalom is teaching us, when people, they have ga'ava, they become impolite, they disrespect other people, because other people, they have no value in their eyes. Ashes is nothing. So that's what the impurity is all about. That's what the gava is all about. So now here, Rabbi Yalom Shalom should have said, I could have been dirt. I could have been ashes. But he didn't say. He says, I'm dirt, I'm ashes. Why? Because when he went to the war with the four great kings, he did feel I'm a dirt. The only one that helped me to not be dirt is Ribbono Shel Olam. But he really felt it. He really felt it. When he was thrown in the Kivshan Aish, at the time of Nimrod, he felt his ashes. He felt. Not that he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, I was saved. He really, really felt his burning, his ashes. But how did not he not become ashes? Because Hashem took him out. And that's the remedy that actually saves you from impurity, from having gava. And that's why Rav Avinu Shalom was the cause of this greatest remedy. Anochi Afar. Happened to be a story about a Rebbe, about a teacher. He had a, you know, way of dealing with the students. Anytime that they would listen and they would get a good grade and do their homework, he would give them dates.
Tomorrow. So one day comes to the class,
and he notices that the kids smeared the dates and his seat and his chair. What would you do? Huh? Angry? What else? What would you do? Scream. You give dates to students, and then you come back, and you see they smeared it, and how, you know, that they expecting you sit on the chair, and all the sticky stuff will stick to you. How would you feel? So he called the rab. Saying, you know, that's what happened. What did the rab tell him? The rab told him, there is a pasuk in Yechezkel HaNavi Alav Shalom, chapter 16, pasuk 19. Let me look it up tonight. Chapter 16, pasuk 19, Yechezkel HaNavi Alav Shalom. That there, it's brought that Hashem says, I give you lachmi and solid shemen udvash. So Rashi explains, when Hashem gave man to Am Yisrael, the time that Am Yisrael worshipped idol, the egel, they took the man and then they brought it to the idol. The man that Hashem gave, they brought it to the, because as you know, the Mizmor in the Tehillim says, Shor Ochel Eser. That this, the egel that they made was dancing and was eating grass. So the man that Hashem gave Am Yisrael, they brought the man to the egel. So now, Rashi says, what happened tomorrow? After they worshipped Avodah Zarah and they brought it to the egel, what did it? What happened? Hashem gave man again afterwards? Yes. The next day?
Yes.
How could it be?
You give man to these people and they give the man to the Avodah Zarah. So you give him the money, yeah?
Yeah? You give? Chas v'shalom. What do you mean? I give you money from Shammai, then you give it to Avodah Zarah? You give it to the idol? So Rashi HaKadosh says, the next day, still, Hashem gave him money. So the Rav told the teacher, yeah, these kids are lack of respect. But here, Ribono Sholam, even they worshiped Abdul Zarah, even though that they brought the man to the Abdul Zarah, but the next day, give him the man. Yeah, you give him dates, you do him a favor. So now they take the date, smear on your chair to make a joke out of you.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.